The Vice Chancellor of Central University, Professor Kwesi Yanka, is recommending flexibility in the senior high school policy, where choices in duration are exercised to suit peculiar circumstances of the students. He said a one-size-fits-all for the duration to be spent in SHS only promotes inequality. Speaking at a lecture organized by the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences in Accra, Professor Yanka said research has proven that whereas the three-year duration in a better endowed school is adequate for the students to do well, the same cannot be said for the less endowed schools. He said a swing in the SHS policy must stop with immediate effect and flexible policies chosen to meet individual and institutional needs. Here's a report by Antoinette Aba.
Professor Kwesi Yanka noted that since the introduction of the WASI in 2006 to 2015, trends show that the results in 2011 and 2012, which practiced the four-year policy, were better in all four core and elective subjects as compared to those of 2006 to 2009 and 2013 to 2015. He said the failures recorded, that is those who got F9 in the core subjects being English, Mathematics, Integrated Science and Social Studies, decreased in 2011 and 2012, while it increased in the three-year policy duration.
The percentage of failures from 2006 to 2009 ranged between 23.21% and 37.07% during the WASI for the 3 years. When the policy was changed to 4 years, the percentage of failures dropped to between 6.7% and 12.7%, surging again to 54.1% in 2014 and 51.80% in 2015.
Examination malpractices, which characterized examinations, were also significantly low during the 2011 and 2012 period.
Exam malpractice is largely a product of inadequate preparation for exams. It compels candidates and accomplices to do everything possible to ensure that some candidates get an unfair advantage over others. The propensity to cheat has been higher among the three-year cohort and dropped consistently over the period when the four-year cohort sat the exams. I have highlighted the issue of exam malpractice here, not just to point out correlation between anxiety, stress, and malpractice, but also to indicate how major social evils of corruption, dishonesty, and a lack of academic integrity could be fueled simply by public policy.
According to Professor Yanka, the trends and data collected from 2013 to 2015 indicate that though the four-year policy may be expensive, it allows time to address deficiencies in deprived students. Students from endowed schools are also doing better within the three-year policy. He said there must therefore be flexibility for individuals and institutions, as this will bring equity.
The recommendation in this paper then is for a three-year, four-year flexible senior high school policy where choices in duration are exercised to suit various circumstances. Here, a four-year SHS would ensure that the first year is fundamentally revisionary or top-up in content. The first year will be preparatory and subscribed by students and schools that are more disadvantaged coming from less privileged schools. High flyers performing very well at DHS or BEC need not do a full four-year SHS.
Professor Yanka said the computerized school placement system and other factors reduced the contact hours in the three-year policy to 2 years and a few months, hence crippling the hands of the teachers who adopt unconventional methods of teaching to the disadvantage of the students. A retired Supreme Court judge and fellow of the Academy, Justice Professor Dateba, said the data provided by Professor Yanka should be analyzed by policymakers to give students the best and reduce the high failure rates. He said the contact hours must also be looked at, as it is unfair to assess students from deprived schools alongside well-endowed schools.